Wow, it sure is quiet in here. Almost too quiet. I've checked every other part of the house. The doors and windows are locked, very secured. The only room I haven't looked in is this one. So surely you must be around here somewhere. It's kind of funny you would hide from me and not tell me we were playing hide and seek. It's kind of mean, isn't it? Getting a little bit of a head start? Causing me to worry? And stress? And fear that you, I don't know, somehow escaped? My love, I know you're in here. I can hear breathing. I know it's not my own. My breathing is close. Yours is kind of distant. Now, where are you? If you come out right now, I'll just laugh it off. We can both just have fun. Look back on this, how you try to pull a prank on me. Playing hide and seek to make me think that you somehow got away. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the part where you jump out and say surprise. I give up. There you are. You look like a deer caught in headlights. I wonder why you'd be so stunned. As if you weren't expecting to see me. But that doesn't make any sense. You're playing a game. One where I'm supposed to find you. This kind of takes me back when we first played hide and seek. Although you didn't know what you were hiding from. Remember? You just heard someone in your home. So you hid. You hid from me. Do you remember what happened? I found you. You didn't have to be scared anymore. Because it was me. The love of your life. So, why are you playing hide and seek now? I was worried about you. I practically tore our home apart looking for you. Well, are you going to answer or you're just gonna be quiet? I don't like the silence. I don't like feeling the sense of being alone. I like when you make noises. Whether you're crying or screaming. Or when you're laughing. Even if you're laughing out of pity of my jokes, Your laughter is still beautiful. You're beautiful. So before I take you back to the room, you know, get you comfortable, why don't you tell me how you got out of the room in the first place? No. I didn't forget to lock the door. You see, I'm a very organized and planned person. Not saying I'm perfect. I mess up sometimes. But I know I locked the door. So hand it over. The thing you used to escape, silly. You know, so you can play our little game of hide and seek. Hand it over. Please. If you listen now, it'll make this a lot easier. Oh! What do you think you're doing? You're not going anywhere. Our game is over. I found you. And although I had so much fun, I was really worried about you. Let me just search you real quick if you don't want to hand it over. Oh, what's this? How did you get this? I must have dropped it. See, I told you, I'm not a perfect person. Sometimes I drop things. But you still love me, don't you? Even though I'm flawed? Even though I'm not perfect? You still love me? You still cherish me, and you would do anything for me, won't you? You don't have to cry. I'm not gonna do anything for you to you. I get it. You're not perfect either, as much as it pains me to say that. But I love you. And I think you're so close to perfection. You just can't play hide and seek without telling me. And you can't get out of your room without letting me know. But it's okay. It's okay. I love you. I love you. I'm so happy that I found you. You're really good at hide and seek. This was the last place I looked. You were so good at hiding in places that I wouldn't even think to look at first. I'm gonna have to learn more about you. Which is funny. I already thought I knew so much. But I have so much more to learn. That's okay. That's okay. We have time. Give me your hands. I said, give me your hands, my darling. Thank you. I'm taking you back to the room. Why? Sweetie, I would never hurt you. I have never, ever hurt you. And you insinuating that I would. That hurts my feelings. I've done nothing but love you, care for you, provide for you. And you think I would hurt you? That's awful. Looks like I'll have to give you more attention. Show you how much I love you. Doesn't that sound nice, my darling? Oh, it's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay. I'm gonna take such good care of you.